Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have 22 psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe cautions B'nai Yisrael not to be lured by the practices of the Kana'anim in Eretz Kana'an, but we have to follow the Torah faithfully. In that context, we have to remember that the Torah is perfect. We may not add to the Torah, God forbid. We cannot take away from the Torah, God forbid. This aliyah also describes a person who says he is a Navi and who claims to have a message from Hashem to serve Avodah Zarah. That person must be put to death. Also put to death is someone who attempts to entice others to worship Avodah Zarah, and also a city called an Ir Hanidachat, where the majority of the inhabitants of the city serve Avodah Zarah. That must be destroyed as well. Now, as just mentioned, this aliyah tells us about the mitzvah of Ir Hanidachat, a city where most of its inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah. In that case, every single inhabitant of the city is executed, the city is destroyed, and may never be rebuilt. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, describes the process of Ir Hanidachat in Perek Dalid of Hilchot Avodah Zarah. The Rambam there tells us that an Ir Hanidachat cannot be considered an Ir Hanidachat until Beit Din sends messengers to verify, without any doubt, that the city, or the majority of the city, do indeed worship Avodah Zarah. And then, says the Rambam, after that, the Beit Din sends two Talmidei Chachamim, Lehazhir Otan, Ulahachziran, to warn the inhabitants of the city and also help them to do tshuva. The Rambam says as follows that if they don't do tshuva, then of course they're judged as an Ir Hanidachat and they're executed, etc. But the Rambam precedes that halacha with the following: Im chazru viasu tshuva, mutav. If they do tshuva, good, all is good. And the Ravid Rev Avraham ben David, who died in 1198 in his great Perush on the Rambam, disagrees with that Rambam. Im chazru vasu tshuva mutav. If they do tshuva, then all is fine. The city was warned by two Talmidei Chachamim, and yet they still engaged in Avodah Zarah. And now they do tshuva, they're not punished? Does that happen with any other punishment of Beit Din? If a person murders somebody, God forbid, and the Beit Din is ready to execute them, and they do tshuva, they don't get executed? Of course they get executed. So the Ravid says, how could the Rambam say, im chazru v'asu tshuva mutav? The Kesef Mishnah, which is a Perush on the Rambam, was written by Rav Yosef Karo. He died in 1575. He's also the author of the Shulchan Aruch and many other Sfarim. The Kesef Mishnah answers the Ravid's question and says, yes, tshuva does indeed work. The power of tshuva is so powerful that it does override an Ir Hanidachat, but only in this particular situation. Why? Well, the Kesef Mishnah says, because according to the Rambam, there was never in fact any formal warning given. Hasra'a. Beit Din cannot execute anyone without Hasra'a. And in this case, as the Kesef Mishnah, the two Talmidei Chachamim that Beit Din sent were not there to give formal hasra, but just to notify them that they are close to becoming an Ir Hanidachat, and if they don't do tshuva, they will all be executed. It's an important announcement, says the Kesef Mishnah, but not halachically valid hasra. And that is why if they do tshuva, they're not punished by Beit Din, because they never got formal hasra. That's one answer for the Rambam. The Ragachover, Rav Yosef Rosen, who died in 1936, the genius, one of the most brilliant minds of the 19th and 20th century, he was the Rav of Dvinsk, together with the Meshech Chachma. The Ragachover answers the Ravid's question in a different way. He says in his Sefer Tzafnat Paneach on Sefer Dvarim, he says that the Rambam does not mean that if they do tshuva, they will not be punished. Rather, he says, if they do tshuva, az nitbatel din Ir Hanidachat, virak kmo shar ovdei avodah zarah, dehava beskila, vishar nishar bishalom, lo sorfin, v'chein behema lo horgin, v'chein gam aktanim, etc., etc. Says the Ragachover that the ovdei avodah zarah are, of course, going to get punished. But it won't, they'll be punished as individuals, and they'll be given skila like anybody. who worships Avodah Zarah. But they're not going to burn the city down, and they don't have to destroy the animals, and the people who did not serve Avodah Zarah, they will not get executed. Only people who do Avodah Zarah will be executed. It won't be called an Ir HaNidachat. And that is the way the Ragachever answers the Rambam's question. The Kesef Mishnah has his answer for the... I'm sorry, the Ravid's question. The Kesef Mishnah has his answer. The Ragachever has his answer. And Imritz Hashem, we will have a wonderful day, everyone.